Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Squirtle my wordle and cut loose my girdle. Live from New York, it's Saturday night. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. All right. Thank you so much to Side of McG2. Oh, yeah. Side of McG2. Wonderful catchphrase superstar. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Backyard era continues. Possibly last week, we've heard some drilling. We've heard some hammering. We've heard some garbage trucks. The axis of evil have converged upon the backyard era. Who knows? Maybe this will be the last one. But it's been wonderful to be out here in nature. You can hear all that little hammering, can't you? A nice man with his cute hammer. Maybe it's a woman, although. Why am I saying that the hammer is a man? Who knows? We have a great show. My name is Scott Aukerman, by the way. We have a great show. Coming up a little later, we have someone from the food industry. We have someone on a food TV show. That's very exciting. We have someone in the medical profession, so a really interesting collection of people. Did I say my name is Scott Aukerman? I'm not sure. But before we get to them, let's talk to a good friend of ours who came by today. I'm struggling to remember any of her details, but please welcome back Kayla Dickey.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
It's me. I'm back. I know you probably missed me. It's been a while. It's been a few years.
Has it been a few years, really?
It's been a few years.
I don't remember. Walk us through exactly who you are again.
Okay, so my name is Kayla Dickey. I am from Montrose, Colorado. Basically, I have always fallen for men who have big trucks.
Right. That's your thing.
If they have a big truck, then they're worth dating, in my opinion. And
right. And you're obsessed with the Ford
Rock Cart series.
Yes.
So one of my first boyfriend's cart, he had the Ford Rock Cart 350.
He had the 350.
The 350.
The Rock Cart 350.
Rock Cart 350. Oh. And that was initially he hit on me by yelling at me from his big truck, which is my preferred way to get
Your
hit on.
Your preferred courtship.
Yeah, exactly.
Ritual.
Yeah, it's just super romantic to me.
Right. And what did he yell at you again?
He yelled, I think he said, smile for me.
Smile for me. What? Sounds said, like he's like Bob Fosse talking to one of his dancers or something.
He said, damn girl, you're asking for it.
Oh, okay. So you like that.
I love that.
Oh, okay, great.
So that always works for me. That's why I kind of walk the streets and I sort of wait for people to yell at me like that.
Oh, okay. Because I saw you walking the streets and I was like, Kayla, hey, do you want to come on the show?
And that didn't work.
It didn't work.
That's why I waited a few years to come on.
Okay.
But yeah, and then obviously.
Get closer to that black thing right in front of you. What do you say? You can talk
this?
Right into it. Yeah, exactly. That big, long black thing.
It's sort of an awkward level.
Well, adjust it then, my
dear.
Well,
I don't understand. So condescending. I love it. Wait,
so what you want it to be set up before you get here perfectly at your mouth level, and then you just sit down into
it? Well, I just think that there should be some thought about, like, what is this part?
It's the mic stand. Who cares? Okay, just...
Okay. Obviously, we need to talk about Judd.
Oh.
Before we finish talking about me.
Now, Judd Wiebe, is that his name?
Judd Wiebe.
What is Judd Wiebe's...
He was formerly the mayor of Montrose, Colorado.
Right.
I worked as one of his assistants, me and my girls... all my friends. And
he had a lot of assistants.
A lot of assistants.
Right.
And basically, he started a fire because he left multiple curling irons on and burned down the town. And then
the entire town. Other than the Chicago fire where Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over that candle, I don't think I've ever heard of an entire town being burned
up. Well, it burned to the ground.
Wow.
And then he fled. He ran up the now aptly named the Judd Wiebe Trail.
Right.
And he was living as a bear. Right. In a bear costume.
Right.
And I basically would take turns, take shifts with all my girls. We now work at David's Bridal. Obviously, we needed to get a new job.
Right. So you collectively got a new job.
Yeah, we did. We work as a crew.
A lot of places don't hire five people at a time.
Well, this really worked out for us because his Judd Wiebe's former wife, Merg, owns... David's Bridal.
Oh, but who's David in this situation?
Well, it's a franchise.
Oh, okay.
Wake up, smell the coffee.
I haven't been in the bridal business for, 15 years or so. So,
well, there's some really good stuff out there. Really beautiful mermaid.
Oh, I'll check it out now.
So,
maybe I'll get married again. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, is that what you want?
I hear there's some really
What's
great stuff out there.
What's going on with you and Kulap? Everything's good?
Oh, you know Kulap.
Oh, yeah, I met her when I was coming in.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, she welcomes all of our guests, gives them a gift basket.
She gave me water.
Yeah, yeah, she was great about that. She refuses to get bottled water for people. It's only tap, yeah.
But she serves it in a water bottle.
Yeah, she has a funnel just for that purpose.
Yeah, which I've heard it's bad for you to refill, plastic water bottles. The plastic goes into the water.
I've heard that, too, but she doesn't care, yeah. And in fact, it's not really a funnel. It's actually the original Tin Man's head from The Wizard of Oz, the 1930s.
My God.
Yeah, she bought it just to pour water into water bottles.
That must have been so expensive.
Yeah, it was crazy. We got the ruby slippers, too, but she wears those around the house.
Okay. Good for her. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, basically this time I'm on the show, Scott, because it is Truck Week.
Truck Week.
It's Truck Week.
Truck Week.
Only the
I can't
best
tell if you're saying
week.
Trek Week or Truck Week.
Truck Week.
Truck Week.
Truck Week.
Truck Week. Okay. Junkwee. Borat. So it's Truck Week, the best what?
The best fucking week of the fucking year.
Okay. What happens in Truck Week? And is this exclusively in Montrose, Colorado?
It is. Basically, everybody with a big truck in all of southwestern Colorado descends on Montrose for Truck Week.
Really? So this is sort of like the... what do you call that when all the motorbikers went out there and got COVID? What are we talking about?
It's exactly like that.
Okay, but it's people with trucks.
An equally anti-vax crowd.
Oh, great. Are you part of that?
Yeah.
Okay, but you showed me your vaccination, your card. It's
so
a fake card?
That's forged.
Oh, forged.
Yeah, because basically my new boyfriend, not to drop this on you, but I know the last time I was here, I was engaged to Judd.
Yeah, because you found Judd up there. He put on a bear suit and he was out on the Judd Wiebe Trail scaring people off.
Yes. And I found him brought him back to town and we were together dating, all of us, me and my girls and Judd.
Was he still as a bear during all of that?
Yes.
So going to restaurants
we
as
were
a bear.
We his cubs. He fucked his cubs.
You fucked his cubs? What?
We were his cubs.
Oh, okay.
And he fucked us.
Okay, great.
So he was fucking his cubs.
He was fucking his cubs.
You get
okay.
it. It's
yeah.
not complicated.
Okay.
So basically, I had to break up with Judd.
Why?
Because it was a huge thing. He said that he had the Ford Rockhard 450, and that's why me and my girls were like, well, we got to be with him. So I left CART for Judd.
Oh, no.
And then I find out that he actually lied. He had the 400. He didn't even have the 450.
No. And what did CART have? He had the 350.
So obviously it's still
better.
It's better. But at that point, I was like, wow, if somebody comes along with a 450, I'm out. I'm leaving.
Right. Yeah.
And bam, my new boyfriend, Shart, comes along.
Shart? Is that what you said?
It's like shark with a T.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, or it's like shart.
Shart.
Shart. Yeah. Okay. So Shart, were you walking down the street and Shart spied you? And,
yeah.
Yeah. And what did he yell at you?
He yelled, "Hey, stupid little bitch."
Cool.
Climb on up here.
Yeah. And he was talking about his 450.
Yeah. So I climbed up the 10-foot tall wheels and I got in and he had so many cool slouchy beanies.
What are slouchy beanies? Are those like Beanie Babies? Because I know people have like Beanie Babies in the back of in their like hatchbacks and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That sometimes.
No, that's what they are. They're really long Beanie Babies. They're called
really
slouchy.
Long Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And they're called slouchy babies because they can't help but bend over.
Is slouchy it? Beanies.
Slouchy beanies.
Yeah. So he has a bunch of stuffed animals just in the back there.
Oh.
And they're kind of piled up on top of each other. And in the
what
back.
An interesting guy this shard is.
He's pretty cool. And
what does he do for a living? Do you mind talking about him?
Yeah,
a little
so this
bit,
is what I was going to say. He makes forged vax cards.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's got to be big business.
It's really good money,
these days,
especially
yeah.
in Montrose. It's huge.
Wow.
So, basically, we've been dating for about a year.
Okay.
And
so
now it's, and lo and behold, I met him at Truck Week last year.
Oh, my God. Okay, and so now it's Truck Week of
this year. And I'm always single for Truck Week.
Okay, so you broke up with him
this year. Broke up with him.
Okay, and how did he take that? How did Chart feel about that?
He was like, well, I get it. If there's another guy out there with a bigger truck, like, you have to go.
Right.
But do I want you to go? No.
So has the 500 model come out at this point?
The 500 is rumored to be out on the message boards.
Rumored to be out.
It's rumored to be out.
And you say they're bigger. So each time they make a new model, they grow in size?
Right. Normally, they only go up by 50. So it's like 400, 300, you know, 300, yeah, 350, 450, 550, etc. Right. But because of the pandemic, production was changed. And so,
no.
Yeah, if you can believe it.
So the last model is the 450. And you say, are they going up to 550?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I actually think it's rumored to be out that the 500 is around.
Okay.
And I normally would be like, absolutely not. But because like truck production is so low right now, I actually would go with somebody who had a 500.
Okay. Wait, so it's rumored the 500 is out. You haven't even seen one.
No, I haven't. Have you seen one?
No, but you would go with someone even though it's not a 550, which is not rumored to be out?
Well,
I'm not quite sure I'm understanding.
I mean, it might be rumored to be out.
Oh, okay. It might be rumored to be out, but the 500 is definitely rumored to be out.
The way that truck production works, I don't know if you know this.
No, I don't.
But it's all based on rumors.
Oh.
So it's rumored to be out in the spring, but obviously we're only in March right now, so.
Yeah, well, spring has it officially sprung?
No, it springs in.
When does spring spring?
It springs in May.
It springs in May.
Or even June.
I think that we're creeping up on summer.
Maybe even July.
Okay, I don't think so.
It's sprung.
So the 500 rumored to be out in the spring.
It's rumored to be out.
Rumored to be out, the 550 rumored to be out in the spring.
But the 500 is rumored to be out, but I've never seen one with my dead eyes.
Okay. So dead eyes, by the way, you listen to that podcast?
What? No.
Okay, yeah, anyway. Got Tom Hanks on it.
Oh, cool.
Meanwhile, I'm in the backyard with you.
What the fuck is your fucking problem? Do you need to go to the bathroom or something? Why are you so upset?
Do you get mad when you have to go to the bathroom? I get happy because it's like, I get to get rid of all this.
Whenever I'm on the road and someone's driving like a psycho, I'm like, he has to shit.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah, that's a more empathetic way of looking at it.
Yeah, he has to shit.
Instead of that's just a bad person. He just has to shit.
He has to shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great. So Shart is out of the picture for a week at least.
Currently, yeah. If I can find someone with something better than what he has,
okay.
The 450. At this point, Truck Week, I mean, get your fucking ass up and go to Truck Week. It's the best time of my life.
What are the events that happen over the week? Or is it just people driving trucks up and down the main street?
It's mostly people camping out in their truck, driving their trucks around in circles.
In circles? Not even in straight lines and then making...
No, it's just circles.
Wow.
And basically they just like blare really violent movies from their DVD players in their trucks. And they...
Like what movies are we talking about? Like 7? Or 7N?
Yeah, that. What else is violent?
I guess the new Batman.
The Joker.
Oh, Joker.
The Joker, big time.
Oh, man. When I was a kid and I was reading those Batman comics, I always dreamed of watching the Joker blow Robert De Niro's head off.
Oh, my God.
And just seeing his blood spatter behind him.
Yeah, it seems like you would be at Truck Week.
I should be. And they rebuilt Montrose then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's made out of just the worst.
Just shoddiest construction
just shoddiest
materials.
Construction.
Okay, so it could go at any...
It could go at any moment. Just a big gust of wind would blow the whole thing to smithereens.
Okay, but luckily, it's not very windy out there
no,
in
it's not.
Colorado. Okay, good.
No. All not right. where we are. And basically, with Truck Week, I just want to reiterate, it's like one big orgy. Everyone...
You didn't say that the first time, so I'm not sure you can reiterate something.
Let me go ahead and reiterate this. If everyone's basically fucking and sucking all over
what?
The place.
Really?
Yeah, well, because everyone's trying to get with someone with a bigger truck, or, you know, if they have a big truck, they're trying to lure
right.
woman into it.
Why doesn't everyone then just buy the biggest truck that's available or rumored to be available?
That's what they do, Scott. Haven't you okay. been listening?
Why
they have to listen to the rumors on the message boards on Facebook.
So then what is Shart doing with this 450? Why doesn't he just exchange it for a 500?
Well, because nobody knows where it is.
Oh, okay.
You have to find. You have to track down the 500.
Okay.
But
you yeah. think one might be there?
I'm hoping, because it's rumored, that it will be.
Okay.
Me and my girls, Becky... Tosh, Kasha.
Tosh. Tosh.0. Is Tosh
Tammy.
Short for Natasha? Because we have a Natasha coming up
oh,
on the
you
show.
Oh,
yeah,
we do? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if Tosh was meant to be here or not. But
or is it Tosh like Daniel Tosh?
It's, yeah, it's actually T-O-S-H.
Okay. Named after Daniel Tosh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're young.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Wait, how young are you, by the way?
Really young.
18, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
At least that's what my vax card says.
Okay, I don't know. Well, that's great, Kayla. I want you to stick around. You're serving sort of as my co-host today.
Oh, wow.
It's
such
that's
a big
okay.
responsibility.
It really is, because I need you in there asking the tough questions.
Oh,
people.
Shit. Okay.
You weren't prepared for this.
I didn't. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have to get to our guest of honor.
Oh, wonderful.
If that's all right. But she is she's a wonderful comedian. She's a wonderful actress. And she's the host of a new show that just came out called Rat in the Kitchen. And she's been on this show ever since probably the very first year. Please welcome back to the show from Rockford, Illinois. Is that right? Natasha Leggero.
I haven't been back to Rockford in like 12 years.
Yeah.
But I like that you made it seem like I'm not live from Rockford.
I feel like we've talked about Rockford every single time you've been on the show.
Is that
true?
And
I get it wrong thinking it's Rockville, like the REM song. Because you say you haven't gone back there, and I say, don't go back to Rockford, and then we all laugh. And I've made that joke every time you've been on the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for roping me into your...
dumb bits.
bits that everyone's sick of.
Speaking of sick of, this is a cooking show.
Sick of?
No, people... What I'm saying is, as opposed to where people eat food and they get sick, this is good food.
I ate some food and got sick yesterday.
Oh, no. What'd you eat?
I was promoting this show on Access Hollywood, and they were making ceviche. And so I just ate it, and I've never been sick.
You ate Access Hollywood ceviche?
Why?
And
it was totally being prepared by the crew. And then
the
it was
crew was like just, the grips
like, everyone. I mean, I don't know. And
everyone
was,
chipped in on this ceviche.
The prop master, you know, the prop master.
Every single person got in on this.
Everyone. I just saw people
this
touching
is like Murder
it.
On the Orient Express for ceviche.
It was a mistake. And then not only that, it was like sitting under the lights anyway.
Ooh. Wait, so did you have to drive home after? Were you going super fast?
I was fine. And then 2 hours later, I was like vomiting. And
that's
never happened to me before.
So it wasn't shit. It was vomit.
Yes, that's why I'm talking about it.
If it were shit, you would not bring it up.
I would have just kept that to myself.
For sure.
So, Rat in the Kitchen, this is a show it's on TBS, is that right?
Yes, it's a cooking competition where me and Chef Ludo, do you know Chef Ludo?
He has I don't.
Some great restaurants in LA, Petit Trois. He's like a very world-renowned French chef. Why are you laughing?
You know I'm a fan of your whole thing.
What's my whole thing?
What does that mean?
I'm just telling you.
As we've talked about on previous episodes, and I mentioned Batman, my impression of Natasha is, who is the Batman?
I do not like Batman.
And then they came out with a movie called The Batman, and I was like, this is the bit with Natasha.
Wait, there's a movie called The Batman?
Yes.
Why? That's so funny.
We're doing the bit right now. We're in the middle of it.
The Batman. That's so weird. Yeah, I don't really like Marvel movies, and I don't quite understand why adults are forced to discuss them.
You should go on Lauren Lapkus's podcast about them and Nicole Byer's podcast.
Do they complain about it?
Well, they're now watching them. They haven't seen any of them, and they're watching them one by one.
I'll watch the preview.
Just the preview. That's enough. Although
it really
you don't.
Is.
The thing is you don't get the end of the movie on the preview. You know what I mean?
That's so weird. I had no idea.
They should start including the end of the movie on the preview, so you can only just watch the preview.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Whoa, cool idea.
So maybe I will go on their podcast. So they don't like them, though. Is that?
I have no idea whether they like them or not. But already I've mentioned two other podcasts. I don't like doing that.
It seems like you should be promoting your own a little bit more.
Hey, everyone, listen to Comedy Bang Bang.
People are already listening to this podcast.
They are.
Hopefully.
So then it's a cooking competition, and there's seven chefs.
Bring the mic right up by your mouth, if you don't mind.
Ranging from, professional chefs to home chefs.
Now, why is it called Rad in the Kitchen? Oh. Because it seems to me like that's something you don't want in the kitchen. So it's like... Wait a minute, now all of a sudden there's rats in this kitchen with all this good food?
I don't understand. This is such a good question.
Okay, the rat is metaphorical, and the rat is there to sabotage the other chefs.
No.
Whoa.
So there's a cash prize, and the money either goes to the chef's bank or the rat's bank. So you basically, one of your friends was on the show.
Yes, we have a good friend of ours is one of the chefs, one of the contestants on this show.
But
yes.
He
has not told us what happened. It's been months since you've shot it, and he's kept tight-lipped and mum about everything, but I'm very excited to see the show.
So, yeah, so it's a new cast every episode, so you can just kind of, like, come in anytime. And, yeah, so then you get to see if the rat can successfully sabotage all the dishes, and then Chef Ludo, who everyone's trying to impress, and I get to taste the food as well, which was very fun. We get to decide if it either goes, you know, if the rat won and fucked up the food.
So it's like murderer, kind of.
Yes, it's very like Clue.
Yes.
How do they fuck up the food? Like too much salt?
Spit.
Well, spit you wouldn't taste, but I really hope people didn't spit in the food. That's fucking gross.
So you don't know what they did to the food.
Do people do that? I'm always afraid they will.
As someone who used to work in restaurants, I can say.
You spit in someone's food?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No.
Restaurant Roundup. I worked in a lot of restaurants, and the temptation is there, but I never did.
The worst thing that I ever did was that I served a table an iced tea, and I brought back the iced tea, the empty one. It had a straw, and I went to go refill it, and then another server took that iced tea that was refilled and put it on a table, so someone else's table.
Mm.
And
well, that's not the worst thing that you did, because it sounds like it was a mistake that this other server did.
I think health code wise, you're probably not supposed to like refill drinks like that.
In someone's glass, you're supposed to like constantly
brought
get a
it
new
back.
Glass.
I mean, yeah, interesting. It's the risk.
I remember eating people's chicken fingers after they left.
Oh yeah,
like
for
if they would just take one.
Well, that's just you being broke. That's not like
right. Well, that's yeah. That's
sabotaging
not,
someone's food.
I definitely did that too.
Is that what one of these saboteurs would do? Is like serve you the food and then eat it
when you guys
were done with it?
The food also has to be plated in the right way. So there's a lot of different ways you can sabotage. You can like, you know, do some acting. Maybe you've forgotten some ingredients or dropped some ingredients or, you know, there's like many. I don't really know if I'm allowed to give away there.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless.
We're getting a sneeze.
I've always held in my sneezes.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen you sneeze before.
I don't think that's
before.
Good for you. I think it's
my
really...
husband sneezes. He scream sneezes.
That's
like
what I do.
Wildly. And it's actually gotten louder since COVID. And I'm like, you need to read the Globe. Like, we are not doing that anymore.
Read the fucking Globe.
Screaming.
Yeah.
I like, have that you problem. Do that?
Yeah. Ugh. Both my parents do that. So.
Well, how's it sound?
It sounds like this. Ah!
Oh,
that's
okay.
Better than Moshe's.
Yeah, what is Moshe? This is Moshe Kasher,
right,
by the way, a friend of the show.
It's similar to that.
That made you cough.
To the point where, like, I'm like eternally like turned off, like, and not charmed by it. And then he'll look at me, and then he's like, "I really hate." He's now phrasing it like, "I really hate that you've taken that away from me. It brings me so much joy to sneeze like that."
Oh,
so he does it intentionally.
Yes, he loves it. It's like a release.
So it's like it, because you know they say that sneezes are like part of an orgasm. Have you heard that?
Is that true?
It's like one.
They're part of an orgasm or they're akin to an orgasm?
They are an orgasm.
They are
so
an
wait,
orgasm.
So wait, Kulop's never sneezed during sex. Is she not?
She's not doing well in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like 1/8 of an orgasm. Is a sneeze.
Oh, that, I think I've heard that. So if you sneeze 8 times, it's like you had one orgasm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There is something orgasmic to what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you're right. He's like enjoying it so much.
Yeah.
But But yes, so Rat in the Kitchen on TBS, premiering wow. March 31st.
Orgasmic. Can I ask a question? Has anyone ever, like, fake cut themselves and, like, bled all over
the
food?
Oh, my God, that would be so funny.
Like, had a blood pack or, like, a squib or something like that that just exploded. Like, oh, no, I got shot in the food.
That did not happen. But there was some really, like, for example, I've never eaten raw shrimp before. You know, like, people would say things are cooked and they're not cooked. And Chef Ludo is, like, extremely serious about food. So he, like, threw a sandwich at someone. I just got
He threw a sandwich? Like a banh mi or like...
Yeah, I think it was
like a pastrami
mi.
Or something?
I've gotten sandwiches thrown at me on the street. And it's one of the best.
By people in trucks?
Yes. It feels so good.
What do they say when they throw it?
They say, hey, you little piggy.
Here's what a piggy like you would eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting because you are kind of tiny.
It's like a nice little fun thing for me. I'm 4 foot, by the way, so.
Do you have any more questions, Scott?
Well, what should I ask about this? Because it sounds like a great show.
I have a question. Yes. Okay. Did you ever feel like because you were with an advanced, like, culinary chef like Ludo, like, that you didn't know what to say food-wise? Like, you kind of were like, oh, I don't know the terminology.
Like, well, this tastes good.
You know, it's funny because
I'm getting hints of food.
That's actually funny. I should have said that. But I feel like my palate really developed working with him. And also, you know, my background is in theater criticism. So it was kind of easy to move over to, like, food criticism.
Yeah.
And wait, your background is in theater criticism? What do you mean by that?
That's like what I majored in college. That's what that's what my
really?
Degree is in. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. And now, when we went to see West Side Story together at the Pantages.
That was bad. But also, I was on mushrooms. So that would be great. A theater critic on mushrooms. And then
that'd be really good.
Describe the show.
And then they say, live from New York, it's Saturday night.
I think I might do that.
Yeah.
That would make a good podcast for sure.
So, but people don't really go see theater in LA. I'm going to see the Lehman Trilogy tonight. But
oh.
We'll see if it's good.
Willie Lehman? Wow.
Three white men in a 3.5-hour production.
Sounds like a podcast.
Now that, maybe I should take mushrooms for that. but my palate got very developed, I feel like. But now I'm like really snobby of food, like when Moshe, because he does all the cooking. So when Moshe cooks for me, I'm just kind of like, you know.
This isn't Chef Luda
you're like,
level.
Ludo.
Like a little dry.
I thought it was ludicrous. I thought that's who you've been talking about this entire time from the Fast and Furious franchise.
Chef Ludo is so talented. He had this dish at his restaurant that was like eel with white chocolate mashed potatoes. And I was like, how did you think of that? And he's like, it was from a dream. I woke up and I had a dream about these flavors together. Like, that's kind of his vibe.
Okay.
And also, when we were in Atlanta shooting, we would go to the same Thai restaurant every night. And I'm with this, like, world-renowned chef. And I'm like, don't you want to, like, go to different restaurants? And he's not a foodie. He's like, no, I don't want to be inspired.
So he doesn't even. That's like me in other podcasts.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to like taste other people. I mean, I'm sure he wants to taste other people's food, but he doesn't want to be like inadvertently.
I'm like the Chef Ludo of podcasts. Wouldn't you agree? This show came to me in a dream. I mean, this particular episode.
Did it really?
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah. It might have been.
The interesting thing is where I'm from, Rockford, I bet you they host a truck week.
Ooh, no way.
Does every town
I didn't know
have
that
their...
any other state would do a truck week.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. Crazy.
I'm sure they do.
They should have different truck weeks like 52 weeks of the year in different places. So you could just,
I could just make the rounds.
Constant truck week. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good for me. Okay.
You said,
I'm done. Like, I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, please stick around.
Well, there's a, what's it called when they, a racetrack?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, what's
like a
what's
track,
it called when
like
they race track?
The Speedway. The Speedway is really big there.
Oh, good. So it's good for trucks.
Yeah. Like, I just assume anywhere where, like, the Speedway is the main attraction.
Yeah, for sure.
Kayla likes big trucks. She doesn't like fast cars, though.
I see.
It's very, very different.
Yeah, I think for me, my favorite kind of person who owns a truck as someone who doesn't need to own a truck at all.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah, it's not a lifestyle for them in terms of like what they need the truck
for. Yeah, it's not like they're on a farm and they need a truck. It's just someone who lives in an area where you do not need a huge truck.
I have a question too, Kayla.
Yeah.
What is your favorite decor for a truck? Like, are you a fan of the balls? Are you a fan of the...
Absolutely.
Yeah, the truck nuts? Is that a thing?
Massive
that you like?
Nuts for sure. Maybe multiple pairs.
Ooh.
In the interior... I like any kind of, like, clearly they reupholstered it with something bright, like a really intense red. Mm. Maybe they cover it with some flames on the outside I would be open to. Mm-hmm. But largely just so long as it kind of almost looks like the truck has hips. You know, when there's, like, in the back there's maybe four wheels.
Oh,
right. Okay. So when they widen it out, so it's
truck.
Like, yeah, so it's like it's got an ass on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then four nuts hanging down from the back.
It's sort of this beautiful, like, in between gender in a way. You know? Like, it has those childbearing hips and those big fucking nuts.
I love it.
So hot. Yeah. So that's like kind of the guys that I grew up around, smoking bowls and big trucks like that.
Yeah. What does Moshe drive, by the way? Not to constantly bring it back to your partner, but.
Moshe, I don't care about cars at all. Mm. I like the look of old cars, but I'm certainly not going to be responsible for one. I don't want to be like sitting in a mechanics shop all afternoon.
Yeah.
So you know, you can drop them off and then
get
a rental.
Every person I know who has an old car is always going to the mechanic.
It seems like so much work.
I don't want to go to the mechanic.
Got it.
So anyway, he had this Mitsubishi white car that...
Why are you laughing?
I mean, I don't know. It's just some family
car.
It's
just the way she says any brand name or any, I love it.
Okay, so then he had this car and he really wanted a Tesla. And I'm like, I do not want to drive a Tesla because my lease was, I had a Mini and we have a kid. He's like, I can't take the Mini. Every time he would put the kid in the Mini, it was like his blood pressure.
Mini Cooper, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
It's too small for him. So I was like, okay, I'll take your dumb Mitsubishi. You take the Tesla. He's like, well, let's just share both cars. And I'm like, absolutely not. He's such a mess. He's got like his crap everywhere. I don't want to like, he went from smoking cigarettes to vaping to gum to toothpicks to now
the patches.
No, it's not a patch. It's like a thing, a pouch you suck on your
oh, cool.
in your mouth. So those are there's always like a place to
so the
put
pipeline
is an oral fixation,
or he's addicted to nicotine.
Right, the pipeline
it's
is
probably the oral fixation.
Cigarettes to
e-cigarettes,
to
like
e-cigarettes.
The juice that you
okay,
put
yeah,
in those.
E-juice.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
E-juice to the gum, which I didn't mind.
Okay,
it would get
all right.
stuck in the dog's fur sometimes. Because, you know, if you're chewing this all day long, it's going places.
Yes. But he's probably putting it under,
in
like,
the car,
couches,
on the
under trash
tables. Well, but it's happening so much, you know, and he's absent-minded.
You can't be constantly throwing things away all day. You
so
gotta just stick it in the dog's fur.
The gum. The toothpicks I partaked in. Those were
yeah,
kind of
cool.
Yeah,
I like toothpicks.
But then he started doing sharp.
So you were like a toothpick couple for a while? Or
a little
you know,
bit,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
I would always throw mine away. And then now those pouches, like, I can't deal. So I'm like, it's your car. You want to fill it up with this nicotine stuff. So long story short, he has a Tesla. And now I just have his, like, old Mitsubishi that he still had, like, 2 years left on his lease that he picked out. And the Tesla, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's all about the Tesla. Do you have one, Scott? You seem
no.
you would.
No.
You have one. You definitely have one somewhere.
People are constantly trying to tell me to get a Tesla, but I just can't deal with the dude who makes them.
I can't deal with that dude either. I love him. It's so high maintenance.
So if he were to drive by in a Tesla, what's that big truck that he...
He has a big truck?
Yeah, they made like a big electric truck. What do they call it? It's like...
Minus the electric, I'm all over that.
Okay, yeah.
I like it when guys have to fill up multiple times a day.
Yeah, especially with gas prices these days.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's hot. That's a man. I don't even know that Elon Musk could afford that.
Just like $150 every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do not get a Tesla. It is like driving inside of an iPhone. I really hate it. I like to turn off my computer. You know, like, there's no downtime.
When you're driving, you want to turn off your computer.
Well,
usually.
Yeah, metaphorically, yeah. kind of.
Well, Rad in the Kitchen is out right now. It's on every Thursday, I believe, on TBS, but you can watch it on the TBS app, I'm sure, and everywhere else that you watch it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see it.
It sounds really good.
Well,
I'm excited.
I'll go to Chef Ludo's restaurant.
Yeah, please, invite us.
Or that Thai restaurant you guys used to go to. Well, I'll just go there.
That was in Atlanta. That wasn't even good food.
I'll
but
fly drive there in someone's truck.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Natasha, more with Kayla Dickey, and we have someone who is in the medical profession and someone in the food industry. Maybe the person in the food industry can talk to you about Chef Luda or something like that. That's very exciting. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at barkbox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Natasha Leggero is here, Rat in the Kitchen on TBS. Thursdays or streaming anywhere, and a wonderful show that people can check out. Do you have a special or anything coming up?
I have a book coming out, but it's not coming out till November, so I'm going to make you have me back.
Okay, you'll be gone till November then, just like...
And we can have, little 6 months off.
What's your book about? Can I even talk about that?
Yes, my book is called, it was supposed to come out in July, but because of the supply chain shortages, as you know, from
the supply chain.
From the truck situation.
It's a real thing.
They've actually run out of paper in America.
No way.
So my book now comes
out in November. Paperless Post must be thrilled.
It's called The World Deserves My Children, and it is essays about parenting and being an older parent, having your life established and then becoming a parent, which is kind of the opposite of how our parents did it, and parenting in environmental panic and, you know, how to not raise a complete brat. But it was definitely the hardest thing I've ever done.
Really?
Well, because
even harder than raising your child. Writing about raising your child is harder than raising the child itself.
Well, writing about raising a child while raising a child in a pandemic, that was very hard. It was so hard. It was like, because, you know, sitting down and writing, that's such a solitary thing. And that's not really, you know, that's not where I'm in the pocket.
Yeah. Meanwhile, right? Moshe's out there just chewing on his pouches.
Stop bringing on Moshe. It's like, she's sneezing here. Like, we should be focusing on her. And you haven't asked about Shart once.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What does Shart do for a living, by the way?
He makes big bag scars.
There's no way he doesn't suck on those pouches, though.
He definitely does.
He has chew or something.
He just straight up, he vapes everywhere and he smokes at the same time.
Oh, interesting.
He smokes and vapes.
I loved vaping and I would keep doing it, but it's just, it feels like maybe it could give you cancer or something.
Yes, definitely something.
We don't know. The jury's still out on this whole tobacco thing.
No, vaping though.
No, I know, but
vaping doesn't have tobacco. It's nicotine.
It's nicotine. Okay, so it's purely just nicotine.
You don't have any, you're not.
I don't have any vices. I keep it straight
and
narrow.
What about chocolate?
Nope.
What about
never had it.
Comic book collecting.
Nope.
Collections.
What about fried food?
No. Absolutely not.
No?
None.
Sex addict.
Yeah, nope. Definitely sex addict.
Hey, stop pointing at me. Stop pointing at my penis. All right, speaking of penises, we need to get to our next guest. He has one. He's in the food industry. Please welcome Jason Mendzoukas.
Hello, Scott. How are you? Nice to be here. It's so great to be here. I love to be here and to see you, Scott.
It's great to have you.
I love it. Thank you.
Your name is Adjacent Mendzoukas.
Adjacent Mendzoukas. I get this all the time. I mean, he's my next door neighbor.
Oh, he is?
Yep. And that's...
And that's why you're called Adjacent Mendzoukas.
Well, I'm called Adjacent Mendzoukas because that is my name. And I happen to live next door to Jason Mendzoukas. He's a great guy. He's a great neighbor. I have no complaints about him. He keeps a great car. I heard you talk about cars before.
He keeps a great car. What does that mean?
He keeps it clean. He keeps it out of my driveway.
It'd be weird if he started just parking in your driveway.
That would be weird. But no, he keeps it in his own driveway, own garage, and I've got no complaints with him as a neighbor.
Okay, great. So he's a good neighbor, but...
Fantastic guy.
But you have your own thing going on.
Oh, that's right. This is not my thing. I should say that. Jason Mendzoukas, me being his neighbor, is not my thing.
Oh, okay. Your thing is you're in the food industry.
I'm in the food industry. Thank you, because I'm here to talk about my new show. I got Grilling with Zooks. It's on YouTube.
Grilling with the Zooks.
Grilling with the Zooks.
Like zucchini?
No, like Zooks.
My last name is Mendzoukas, so friends and...
Are you related to Jason Mendzoukas?
No, I live next door to Jason.
No, I know you live next door to him, but you're not related to him. You know how in Everybody Loves Raymond, they lived across the street from there?
I love that show so much.
I haven't seen much of that show. I've seen clips of it, but I did not realize it.
Where are you watching clips of Everybody Loves Raymond?
YouTube. You can get everything on YouTube.
For sure you can. There's so much good material.
There's a lot. Any show you want, you can just watch clips of it online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so no relation other than the fact that you've spoken to him, right?
I by our mailboxes. I said hello.
Your mailboxes are next door to each other as well?
Yeah, they are. Now that I think of it, yes, they are.
So it's almost like they're tiny little neighbors as well.
That's true. For brief periods of time, our mail is neighbors. Can you believe it? And every time we go out there, it's a sad event because they have to move away from each other.
So anytime you open letters and take them out of the mailbox,
you're killing them.
You're separating. These great neighbors.
You separate them, and then you rip their bodies open and pull their guts out. So maybe stick to emails. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, mail is so violent when you really think about
mail
it.
Mail is violent. A lot of people use a mail opener, you know, a little knife.
Yeah.
Cut it open and...
Well, what would you prefer? Like a nice clean knife or just tearing it open with your bare hands?
What I do is I take my envelopes and I steam them over some water and lift them open slowly, very carefully, very slowly, take out the mail, put that aside, seal it back up, and I put it back in the mailbox.
Oh, wait, so your mailbox must just be full of empty envelopes.
It's full. I'm in a... what's the word I'm looking for? A row? Is that like a fight? A roo?
A row.
With my mailman.
But you should know what a roo is because you're in the food industry, shouldn't you?
That's what I was so curious about. Because I'm in the kitchen and around my grill. You know, I'm a grill master around
the
grill.
Are.
Yeah, that's what the new show's about. It's, you know, grilling with Zooks. I'm always talking about roes. I need more roes. Bring me a bowl of roe, please.
I'm always making roe with my grill.
Roe, that's what I say is roe.
So wait,
I say roe.
You're a chef, but you're asking people to bring you bowls of roe instead of just making it yourself?
Well, yeah, they're my assistants.
Oh, okay.
And they suck at their jobs. And that's why I end up having to get away from the grill, go
Got
pick
it.
Up the stuff and bring it back.
Got it.
Yeah. So the new show, Grilling.
Grilling with Zooks.
Grilling with Zooks is going to be on YouTube. Check that out.
Did you move to your place because Jason Mantzoukas lived there and you knew that? Or not to constantly bring it back to Jason Mantzoukas.
I just do want to say that my thing is not Jason Mantzoukas.
Okay.
He's
That's not
neighbor.
What we should be focusing on.
I live next to him. My name is adjacent.
Your thing is definitely the letters that we were talking about.
My thing is the letters, but also this grill show. I got this grill show on YouTube.
No, I want to talk about the grill show. I'm just
because it's great. It's a great show.
I don't know that I've ever even heard of two people with the same last name living next door to each other, even if
really?
It was Smith or something like that. It would be such a strange coincidence.
You don't know
what about Ray Romano?
Adjacent Sudeikis?
Now you're having fun with me. You're just having fun with me. And I like it. I like that. That's great.
You like people having fun with you.
That's part of my thing. Part of my thing is to have people have fun, eat great grilled food, chopped steaks.
Chopped steaks?
Chops, comma,
oh,
steaks.
Oh, chops. Oh, okay.
Chicken.
I have a food question.
Sure.
I feel like grilled food can be very boring, and there should be more
of a
movement to like always have like some kind of flavor bomb, roux, sauce, or something, right?
That's good. Can I steal that idea from you?
Yes, you can.
Edit that part out that I'm stealing this idea to make the
okay,
grilled
we'll definitely
food.
Edit
can
that.
Can I
a
ask,
more
do, you, do you make anything cool like beer nuggets?
Well,
those
I assume
so
you
cool.
mean cool in like the temperature sense. This is a hot grill.
No, I mean they're a hot food. It's just they're called beer nuggets. Do
okay.
you make them? That's
no.
what I'm
what,
most
what
like
are they? Is it you put a beer on the grill? Because I do that. A beer bottle and it shoots and breaks open.
It's
wait, you put that on the grill?
I do that at the end of every episode. We pick a bottle or a can of something. We put it on the grill and it blows up.
So there's just like glass everywhere.
Glass and tin and everything all over the place.
And then
yeah.
you cook on that the next
No, that's
time.
At the end of the episode. I'm so sorry. Did I not make that clear?
Oh, that's like
the
big fireworks show at the end of the episode.
Yeah, and it splashes up and through graphic designs. We have the credits of the show sort of spelled out
in the glass.
The liquid in the glass.
Oh,
and
okay.
Some blood because I get some blood on me.
So this is like CGI?
Yeah, CGI.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
And the credits just kind of drip down from
they
the top of the screen.
Right, because, you know, you're so used to the credits going top to bottom. So we do that, too.
So it's not different. It's the usual.
No, but this is spelled out in liquid in glass and blood.
That's okay. So cool.
Great.
Thank you. That's what I said. And the producers, I got a team of producers, they did not see it that way. And I had to. Then we got into a row about it.
Great.
And I said, bring me a roux, because in the row, I want to throw the roux at
I
them.
See. Is that the most unique part of your show? Because it sounds like the show itself is just you grilling things. Is that
well? I'm teaching you how to grill things. You're not just watching me.
I see.
Does
Jason Mantzoukas appear on the show?
If he has not yet. If for some reason during the pandemic,
does he have a show next door to yours?
No, I think the stuff I've seen him in, I've only seen the league.
Did he film Infinite in the studio next door? Like,
no.
Are you guys filming next door to each other all the time? Or this?
No,
keep asking
no.
about other men, except
could,
for
yeah.
Shart.
What do you want me to ask you about Shart?
I don't know what he's like personality wise.
What's his personality? Bad?
But really bad.
Are you saying Shark?
Shart.
It's like Shark Week. It's like Shark Week with a T.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good.
His last name is Teeth.
It's Teeth?
His teeth?
Teeth.
Teeth? Shart Teeth?
Shart Teeth.
Shart Teeth.
So I'm having a tough time. My head's all stuffed up, so I'm having a tough time hearing. You can probably hear it in my nose. Jason Manzoukas.
Well, I've never heard you without the stuffed up nose,
so I
just thought that was your voice.
You didn't get that voice memo I sent? I sent it to your assistant and say, this is what I sound like, just so
this is my baseline.
You know who you sound like is Jason Sudeikis on Ted Lasso. You have that same vibe.
Oh, that's... Can I tell you I've only seen season one?
I've only seen one episode.
Oh. Well, who's better in this situation?
Good question. I mean,
is it a race, or do you want to not watch the popular
show? You want to be the last person to watch the final episode.
Right. And then tell everyone what you think after they talk about
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So your show is you teaching people how to grill.
Right.
And Jason Manzoukas is not involved.
He's not in. I was going to say, if I'm doing an episode from home, and maybe we see out the window.
Sometimes you do episodes from home?
During the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
If he's outside or I see him walk by his window or he's getting mail or something, he might be in frame.
If he's mowing his lawn.
Mowing his
shirtless.
Lawn. Whatever he wants to do, he can do. That's not my business. My business is grilling, taping it, videotaping it, and cutting it up, editing it, putting it online, ending it with broken beer bottle, blood suds.
Blood suds
and a little bit of mud.
So, like, what's a typical meal that you would teach me to make if I was watching?
Well, now let me ask you, what are you, a vegan?
No.
Perfect. Okay, this is going to be the show for you.
So what if someone is a vegetarian or a vegan? Because I hate when they just give you vegetables.
I would suggest to them just cut, scrub to the end of the video and watch the thing explode. And because that'll be the most exciting part for you.
Right. So it sounds like your show is boring, but the credits are interesting. Is that what I'm getting?
I wouldn't say the show is boring. The host sometimes can be boring.
You're the host.
Yeah. I don't bring much to it.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it sounds like...
But that is my thing.
Okay, it sounds like all you have for the show is just, hey, I grill some stuff in the end. You put salt and pepper on it, and that's it.
Salt and pepper, I'm going to do the butter. I'm going to put a butter
clarified
on it.
Butter, right. Butter.
Okay, but all that, none of that is unique.
Oh, but we got graphics to say what I'm doing. It kind of comes
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah,
on
that happens on any. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that
fun.
Sound.
And that's a big part of it, the fun with the
what
graphics.
What do the graphics look like?
White text. Courier new font. What I'm putting in comes up on the side. And then what I do sometimes, I'll wave my hand and the graphic design people make the words fly away.
It sounds like a really big team that you have. And
it takes a village to grill a steak is what I always say.
Okay.
I will start saying that on the show.
How many people are involved?
Oh, 8.
It's not really a village.
How long are the
a small
videos?
Village.
They're like 4 minutes, 5 minutes?
The longest one is 30 minutes. The shortest one is 30 seconds. That was...
What happened in the 30-second one?
The 30-second one, I said, bring me the chicken, because we're doing chicken that day.
Right.
Okay. Makes sense. The assistant walks out.
It makes the
chicken
perfect
in 30
sense.
Seconds sounds raw.
What happened?
I said, bring me raw chicken. And the assistant, they were new. They brought out the rawest chicken, eggs.
Oh,
So I opened one. I didn't want to,
You opened one.
I didn't want to cut,
Yeah, so you opened an egg.
I opened an egg. It's just, I put it over some steam.
Sure,
and coaxed it open.
On the grill.
And then put that on the grill, and it fell through, and I said, well, folks, I'm going to put this bottle of champagne on here. Let's see what happens. Well, let's watch it fly.
Champagne, that's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, but for a 30-second show, I mean, you got to do something special.
And I tell you something, I didn't want to make this my thing, but you know where I got the champagne?
Where?
And God, I hope he doesn't. Does he listen to the show, Jason Manzoukas?
Yeah, he's an avid listener. Yeah. Okay. Wait, you got it from his place?
All right. So he, he got a bottle of celebratory Big Mouth champagne because they just finished the season, and it was in his mailbox. And I looked left, I looked right. He wasn't out there that day, and I snuck it home because
you stole it from him.
I stole it. I stole a little bottle of champagne.
That's a celebratory Big Mouth champagne.
I know, and I know he. The Big Mouth folks got in real big trouble, and he,
because he was upset. I can only
imagine. Because everyone else
he has
is
a temper.
And that once I do not know.
Once he hears that Nick got celebratory,
no, I don't know who that is.
Oh, Nick Kroll.
Oh,
once he hears his good buddy Nick Kroll got celebratory Big Mouth champagne, and he didn't, he would be pissed.
Yeah, he would probably be mad. So I do want to. If you're listening, Jason, I apologize.
That was the champagne that you blew up.
Blew up. But, Jason, it did go to good use. Go on and check out episode Chicken Breasts. And
you didn't do a follow-up episode like Chicken Breasts 2 where you actually
No, I don't do that.
Chicken
we don't revisit.
So every type of food you only do once?
Yep. And if it goes badly, that's how it goes.
So are you running out of food to do?
Let's see. Well, what else? We did
fish on the grill. Have you tried that?
No, that's good. And there's so many types of fish. You've been in the ocean, yeah?
Yeah, but the fish seems hard to cook on the grill.
Yeah, you scale them, cut them. Let me see. You scale them, cut them, fillet them, then plop them on, yeah.
Skin side down.
You can do that. Or you can take the skin right off.
I'm getting and not to insult you. I don't, when people come on the show, I don't.
I would love that. I would love
it. You would love it.
Oh, if you did not do that.
Oh, if I did not. Yeah. Oh, okay. Because some people love it when you insult them. It's like the Comedy Central roasts. You know what I mean? Like Natasha's done these.
It's called negging.
It's called negging for Kayla.
Now it's called negging. Yeah,
but, I love it.
So some people love it, but and I don't want to insult you.
Great.
But it sounds to me like what you want to be your deal, your show is boring.
I want it to be boring.
No, what you want to be your deal is boring.
Oh, I get what you're saying. My show, my brand new show, it's coming out soon.
Yeah, it's boring.
What's it called?
It's called...
Zooks on the Grill.
Zooks on the Grill, yeah.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right.
So that's...
Oh, no, or was it Grilling with the Zooks?
Grilling with something like that.
When I rewatch them, I skip past
whatever it is, it's so anodyne and boring that I couldn't even remember it. But what's interesting about you is the fact that you live next door to Jason Mantzoukas.
Interesting thing to me, and I don't want to insult you.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't know if that's even possible, but go ahead.
I'm not going to try to live up to Don Rickles' standards.
Okay, yeah.
Is that boring to me? No, because I did mention the exploding at the end, and I mentioned...
That part is
the mishap,
good.
Like, the mishap with the egg is kind of a blooper.
That was fine.
And people love
yeah.
bloopers online.
Yeah, but I mean, anytime that we ask you any kind of question about, like, what would you do if you put fish on the grill, it comes out just boring. You're like, oh, scale it, put it on the grill.
Oh, well, I'm sort of teasing you. I'm kind of teasing you into the episodes. Watch.
Okay.
Watch the episodes. See what Zooks is going to do next.
Like, what's the most interesting episode that you've done?
We had a live, lobster, and I had to chase him around. He was fast. That was a big part of that.
He was a fast lobster?
A big part of that one.
How fast was he going?
You seen that the cartoon with the
Wile E. Coyote? Or
yeah, but the other
the
one.
The Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Yeah. He's going seems to be like 200 miles an hour or
Go
something.
Two ticks down. That was the lobster.
Okay, so 198?
198. All over the yard. And I'm yelling, get the fucking thing back here. I've got a knife in my hand. I'm swinging it everywhere. My glasses fall off, so I can't see a thing. And it is nighttime for this episode.
Why?
Why? Because we wanted to. We had a series going with Zooks, Late Night Zooks.
Okay. So this is one of the Late Night Zooks episodes.
This is Late Night Zooks.
Okay.
And so I'm swinging that around.
You're swinging the knife around. Your glasses fall off.
Right. And one of my neighbors, I remember.
Which one? Jason Mantzoukas?
Well, again, my glasses were off.
Okay.
And they were sunglasses. They were prescription.
I'm curious who lives next door to you on the other side.
It's open now. It's open house.
Open house?
It's an open house.
Yeah, you can come by and you can do a walkthrough.
How long has it been on the market?
Since the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they are losing.
So they're asking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Quite a bit.
So one of your neighbors, it would have to be Jason Mantzoukas.
It could have been somebody from behind me or across the street. And they said, so I don't know who it was exactly, because again, my glasses are off. And they said, would you stop it? I'm trying to do a voiceover for the the League document DVDs. For the behind the scenes.
This is Jason Mantzoukas.
Could have been.
You know what? I actually.
Or it could have been, would you say, Kroll? He could have been looking at the house next door.
And doing his voiceover work for the, like,
some
commentary?
Because they've been renting out the house for parties and voiceover work.
I was going to say, I actually follow, I'm realizing I follow Jason Mantzoukas on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He's at, what's his Twitter?
At LILYYILY.
Right, yeah.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Isn't Jason Mantzoukas not online?
Yeah. Oh, no, he has a secret burner account.
Yeah. What did you spell?
Because I always thought that was so cool.
It's a really simple handle, LILYYILY.
Mm. Yeah.
On
that's,
Twitter.
That's where he
Instagram.
Creeps around on the internet without anyone knowing.
Well, maybe we shouldn't.
Oh, no, he's fine with it.
Oh, okay.
No, he likes it. Follow him.
Yeah, you should be next door to him on Twitter as well.
Can you do that? So every time he or I tweet, we have to do it right away.
Yeah.
Out the window, hey, Jason, I'm tweeting. All right, Jason.
So did you ever catch the lobster?
Yes, we did. And let me tell you something. He was not happy, and I was not happy with him. So I snapped his neck.
So two unhappy beings.
We didn't just drop him in the boiler.
You just killed him. You didn't even eat him.
Because he was like a revenge kind of thing at that
point. Yeah, at that point, I said, you son of a bitch, you make me run around.
I think the best kind of food that you can have is just taken straight from the nature. So, like, for us, like, in Colorado, we eat, like, a ton of elk. And stuff like, have you ever done anything with elk? Like, I'll hit a deer and then we'll eat it for months.
Yeah, we did venison jerky.
Ooh.
We bought some venison jerky and put that on the grill to heat it up.
Grill. So you didn't even like dry it. You just like,
well, it dried out even more if you can believe it.
Right.
I can't.
I couldn't believe it either.
Okay, so that was your most interesting episode.
How many views are you getting on these things?
Yeah.
If we have a video up for a month, 7 million.
7 million for a month,
and then I don't really check after the month. We don't keep track of it after that.
That's viral.
So who are these?
Wait, you're keeping track of it before then?
We do. Yeah, one of the members on the team, the crazy eights, we call them. One of the crazy eights keeps a track on that.
Keeps track of it, but once it hits 7 million after a month.
No, after the month. We've had up to 30 million. We've had up down to 100, 1,000.
Who are these Zooks heads out there? Like, who are we talking? Who's the average man?
Who likes your show?
It could be, it's a lot of people. Because some people come for the grilling. Some people come, they love action chases and that type of thing.
How many episodes are you unable to catch the thing you're about to grill? Yeah,
Most.
Really? Okay.
Most.
So you've successfully grilled a lobster after you snapped his neck.
Oh, I ended up not. Grilling him.
Oh, really? You just snapped the neck?
I snapped his neck and said, you make me run around my yard on this all this broken glass. Like, I got no shoes, no glasses. God, I'd have kicked your ass, but I already killed him. I kicked his ass a little bit anyway. I had one of the crazy eights string him up.
Like a pinata? And you just beat
the shit
out of it?
No, like a Holyfield punching bag, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Holyfield Everlast is what I'm trying to say. Everlast punching bag.
So the episode ended with you just punching this dead lobster.
Yeah, and as I was doing it, I said, hey, put a beer on the grill. And they came out with a Busch Light. I think it was Busch Light that episode.
Okay. And that gets 7 million views.
People love it. Okay. People seem to love it.
And so the one that you were able to actually put on the grill was the elk jerky.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That wasn't the only one. I think we talked about maybe 3 or 4 episodes. I've been doing this for 5 years. I've got to do one a week.
Okay. So
you do the math.
How many? So 250, 260 episodes.
Did you do the math?
I did.
There you go.
And how many things have you actually grilled?
In that time, about, we've probably gotten 30 successful pieces of meat.
Successful
grilled
things
from
right
raw
there.
To cooked to put on a plate.
Right.
Eaten off camera.
Eaten off camera.
Yeah, we don't like to see. We don't like the fans don't like the mouths chew noise.
Right.
I have a question.
Sure.
So like on Guy Fieri, that's how you say it, Fieri?
Yeah, Fieri.
I've been hearing Fieri.
Fieri. There is an R in there. Right?
I think it's Italian or something.
Okay, so Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Fieri. He'll bring in his like sons when they like tape. Stuff at his house. Do you ever bring in like other people?
Never been married, never had a son, never had a daughter. I am sterile. It was from growing up living next to very close to power lines.
How close? Like through your bedroom?
Well, where my bathroom was.
Really?
In my home, you had to step over a power line, straddle it to pee into the toilet. Yep.
So what, did your parents just build the house and were like, you know what, we gotta...
They just bought it from some crooked, if I can say this, schnook. Is that a word I can say on...
I think so.
Okay.
I think we can still say schnook, right? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Is that good?
I don't know what that is.
It's a, I guess, how would you describe it? Because I don't know that
like
I want to.
A jerk or a fool or something. Yeah. I sort of said that as a joke, like, can we say this? But is that a bad thing?
No, I think it's all right.
I didn't mean any offense by it, and I hope you didn't take offense by it.
So you're sterile.
Right.
And that has prevented you from getting married, because some women would like that.
Not the women I meet or the women I'm interested in. I want a woman who wants to have a big family.
I like sterile men. I think it's hot.
Oh, well, thank you.
So your thing is you like women who want a big family, but you're unable to provide.
No, my thing is I got a grilling show. And I got a grilling show.
Scott's always trying to get to what people's thing is.
Yeah.
Well, I just...
And
you
I
know,
told you right off the bat my
someone,
thing.
I know, but someone comes on with the name of Jason Mantzoukas.
Sure.
And then immediately says that's not part of his thing.
I don't know what I can tell you about that other than the fates of the world gave me the name Adjacent.
Wait, did you buy the house and you knew who lived there? Or who moved there first?
That is a good question. It almost seems like from the dawn of time we were just living there. But no, to give you an honest answer, I lived there and then he moved in.
He moved in. Yeah. Okay. So was he surprised when he found he was living next to someone
who... You know, it's funny. I don't know if we ever discussed... He knows my name's Adjacent, but I don't know if he knows my last name.
Your last name. Well, what's on your mailboxes?
Mine's AJ and his is AJ as well.
AJ? Why AJ?
I mean, his is JM. And mine's AM.
Are you lying?
AJ.
I'm not lying about that. I just was not thinking when I was talking, okay? That happens to me from time to time.
Because every once in a while someone comes on here and is lying.
No.
And we get down to the bottom of it.
Oh, that's when it's like a rat in the podcast.
Yes. Are you trying to sabotage this podcast?
I would never.
This is an important podcast for Natasha.
He's the rat. He's the rat. I knew
it. Natasha should probably try to flush me out if I'm the rat.
He's a saboteur, I can tell.
Hey!
You spit in the mic.
In English, please.
You're trying to sabotage things.
Well, I did spit in somebody's food. I don't know whose that was.
Oh, no.
Was it the beer nuggets?
I think it was your own.
Yeah, it was.
You're the only one eating.
Okay, yeah, that was my own food, so it's fine.
Okay. So you have a terrible show.
I have a show that does well online.
That does really, really well, but it seems right. Like in spite of you.
In spite of, I don't know what the opposite
what are
of in spite
the
would be,
what are
yeah.
the views on the ones where you actually cook something?
Because those are high, too. I mean, those are up in the 8-9 millions for the month. Because people want to see it success, but people also want to see a little bit of fun.
That's more than most network shows.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, everything's moving online, I've found.
Okay, so you don't have any interesting thoughts on that either. So
being online, moving?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what you just said is pretty cliche and pretty boring.
Cliche boring.
So really, the interesting
see,
thing
that,
about...
Now that does hurt my feelings.
The interesting thing about you is who you live next door to.
No.
Your weird name.
Okay.
Your credits of your show. And then, and then most of the episodes you aren't successful in actually cooking something.
Right. The book I'm coming out with is going to be good.
What's
too.
Your book? Natasha has a book coming out in
I heard about
November.
The essays book.
What is your book, though?
Well, my book is catered towards my fans who watch the show and grill with me and eat. And you know, eat that much meat, you're going to gain weight. So it is lose weight while you masturbate is the name of the show.
What?
And but that is not the interesting thing here. The show
no,
is...
No, that sounds interesting.
What do you mean? It's a book. Everyone has weight loss books. It's so not a big deal. You go to the library, you go to Barnes & Noble, it's a whole section full of weight loss.
Sure. No, but the process, how are you losing weight while you're masturbating? Because that's not enough energy just doing that.
Well, I mean, maybe you're not working hard enough, Scott.
If you just do that all day, you're not going to lose weight necessarily unless you don't eat.
You're going to lose a
like a pound
of
sperm?
Yeah, a pound even. Good for you.
Good for me. Okay, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's
your
mostly
book.
Doing sit-ups and jerking off.
At the same time?
Yeah, well, it's like sit-up, jerk off, all going back down, sit-up, jerk off. And we got one. Got one for ladies. Gotta say that.
Oh, wait, a chapter for ladies or an entirely different book?
Somebody in the Crazy Eight's working on that one.
Okay, all right. So, Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah.
You sound like you have kind of an interesting thing. Like on the periphery of where you are.
I don't know. Maybe all these, what you say, boring things add up to a pretty okay guy who's just got a show that's going
to... Just a sterile man who lives next door to a Jason Mantzoukas and explodes a beer bottle at the end of every episode, cutting yourself open, and then you turn that into the
I think
credit.
I know what's happening.
What's that?
I think that Scott is jealous.
Oh,
interesting.
Because Scott's podcast, there's no way he's getting millions of hits
Scott,
the way
you
are.
You look good in the gray t-shirt. You know, throwing shade does not look good on you, and jealousy is not your look.
So green, I don't look good in green. Is that what you're trying to say?
Okay. You know, that was off the cuff. All of my shows are scripted tightly.
Really? So even the chasing the lobster around, that was scripted?
Yeah.
Why didn't you talk about this at the beginning? That's interesting.
What a skilled lobster.
Well, he wasn't right in the episodes.
The casting process, and to come in and know he's going to die as well at the end of this.
Yeah, well, he had a death wish, I think.
All right.
He was related
Yeah, oh, you
to,
have more.
I have a little more to say about the lobster. Just one tidbit.
Okay.
He was the grandson of Dr. Jack Kevorkian. That's all I'll say about that. Check out Grilling with Zooks coming at you every other day.
Every other day. Yeah, you said this, once a week.
We do once a week, but every other day we repost it.
Okay.
So we have to wipe...
Wipe those views clean. Wipe
the views so...
But you don't even care
at the end of the month, that's $7 million in 2 days.
Wow.
Not bad.
All right. Well, Jason Manzoukas, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have someone in the medical profession, so we'll get a little medical advice. This is exciting. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Natasha Leggero is here. Rat in the Kitchen. See, this is a show.
Where? I'm kidding. I am kidding you.
What I'm saying is like, this is an interesting hook for a show.
I hope we get 7 million views.
Yeah.
Maybe, no, but maybe you don't need to be interesting. Maybe that's...
Yeah, I mean, your show is not... I mean, this is a Jason Manzoukas, who also has a cooking show. Your show doesn't have...
I'm a Jason Manzoukas, and I have... Oh, yes, okay. Aside from Natasha, I also have one. I thought your point was a Jason Manzoukas.
All right,
who
stop talking.
Also has a cooking show.
Please stop.
But what you may think is, you know, go ahead.
I do think there's something to people being less interesting and it being better TV. For example, Vanessa Lachey on Love is Blind is so boring.
To it. Yeah, I mean, what is her life like, do you think?
I think she probably... just hangs out in a huge house all day.
Yeah.
I bet she has a little sign on her desk that says girl boss.
I bet you're totally right about that.
I have one that says grill boss.
Oh, okay.
And I ordered it for one of the crazy 88.
Because you thought it said girl boss.
I was like, give me a girl boss one. It's her birthday. She's killing it. She is absolutely killing it.
And then you got it and it said
girl boss. Because they knew it was coming to me, Jason Manzoukas. So they said, oh, he must have been mistaken.
So there was one called girl boss, but they gave it to you because they thought that you were ordering it for yourself.
Bingo. So
wow.
I gave it to her anyway. And she said, this really, I'm not going to die. You're the grill boss. I said, okay, but mark my words, you're the girl boss, and you're going to get that plaque.
Did you order a new girl boss plaque?
I'm going to do that on her birthday. Okay. I am going to do that. Okay. I'm going to write myself the reminder on her birthday to do
that. Okay, very good.
Very good.
We have to get to our next guest. This is exciting. He's in the medical profession. Please welcome Dr. Fauci.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Oh, hi, Dr. Fauci. So oh, my God.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's good to be here.
It's great to see you. I had no idea. I didn't realize until you sat down. And I read your name on the thing. Obviously people know who you are, Dr. Fauci, the famous Dr. Fauci.
Let me tell you something, okay? I'm done being humble, okay? Everybody knows the Fauci. Everybody. I'm calling myself the Fauci now. By the way, I have these stickers and I have these posters and I have these shirts that say Fauci Posse.
Fauci Posse.
Yeah, so I'll be selling them after the show outside your house if that's okay.
What about something that rhymes like don't botch the Fauci or something like that? I don't even know what that means.
Is that ethical for you to have merchandise?
You know, is it ethical for people to send me death wishes? You know, people are sending me death wishes.
It kind of evens out. You know what I mean?
They're death threats and death wishes. Some people threaten to kill me. Some people wish that I die. I don't get it.
What's worse for you?
Wishing that I die.
You would rather they send death threats than just silently wishing that you're dead.
Because the thing is, a death threat, you know who the death is going to come from. It's the person sending the death threat. But a death wish, you don't know when it's going to happen.
So they're wishing you die of natural causes.
Yes, and I'm sick of it.
That's worse.
People are like, I hope you die of an aneurysm. And I'm going to say, do you know what an aneurysm is? It hurts.
Okay? See, I have to say, I thought a death wish was something you had for yourself.
Mm.
I think you can, it could be both. You can have it for yourself, and you could have it for somebody else.
Okay.
Right, you can wish some, you can, yeah, exactly.
Well, that's with the lobster I mentioned who had the death wish.
Right,
He wanted it on me because I was Jason Moran. I got a death wish. He
didn't want to die, but you killed him.
He wanted me to die.
and he wished it. And he also talked.
Did I say he was a writer? Did somebody mention it? He wrote it. Okay. Anyway, let's not get involved in that.
All right.
Lobsters make noise. A lot of people don't understand lobsters make noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Usually they're in the sea and you can't hear anything.
Under the sea.
Yeah.
Life is much better than...
They're known to hum. Where do you think that song came from originally?
Under the sea song?
Crustaceans hum.
Yes.
All the time. I had a pet crustacean when I was a kid. It was called Krabby the Crab. And this fucking thing would never stop humming. And awful songs, too.
Real, like what? Like songs you didn't like?
Or? Yeah, like...
Crash Test Dummies.
We've only just begun?
No, that's... yes, exactly. Crash Test
Dummies. The Carpenters. Oh, yeah. Anytime he hears humming...
Yeah, exactly.
He thinks it must be the Crash Test Dummies.
Exactly.
We have just met today. But how'd you know that about me? How did you know that?
You know they had more songs than just that one.
They
actually sing the lyrics in other songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Proceed.
So, Dr. Fauci, yes. I mean, it's so great to meet you. I mean, we're coming... A lot of people say, hey, the pandemic's over, but, you've been out there saying maybe it's not. Where are we right now?
Where, I guess... Look, here's the thing. Nothing's over until it's over, right?
Great point.
Exactly.
True.
You don't you can't say you milk the cow unless the milk is in the bucket.
The bucket, right.
Okay.
Or on the ground, I guess, if you don't have a bucket.
That is a very similar analogy we use in the book. Go ahead.
Does anyone ever milk a cow and they just like it's on the ground and then they try to scoop it up after the fact or?
No, once that milk is on the ground, it belongs to the grass.
It's just milky grass at that point.
Exactly. I've licked milk off the ground before.
You
and
have?
All you're going to do is get sick. Ah, very nice. And you got sick too?
No, same.
Okay, I got dysentery for weeks.
Is that why you became a doctor? Is because you got sick once and you're like, I got to figure out how to stop this from happening?
Have you read my biography? That's exactly what happened.
Really?
One day I got very sick from drinking milk. Later on, I found out I was something called what?
Lactose intolerant.
When you take lactose, you immediately defecate it out.
Right.
Yeah, you have to drive really fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because usually, guess what? You have to take a poop when you're suddenly driving or when you're busy, hanging something, like hanging a painting.
Like a painting?
Yes.
How many paintings do you have in your house?
730, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're an art collector? I mean,
Big time. You're famous now. Look, let me tell you something.
Like,
I'm from Brooklyn.
What do you have? Like Basquiat's?
Basquiat's. I got 700
Banksy.
Basquiat's.
Really? How many Banksy's?
Banksy's, let me see. I got 20 Banksy's.
Did you buy that Banksy, the one that just shredded itself?
Yes, I did. And
you
let me tell
you,
I was furious. I brought it home
and
it was
mad.
Completely shredded. when I bought it, it wasn't. Brought it home, it was shredded.
Did they let you keep the shredder that was attached to it?
Because that's got to be at least
equipment that we could actually use.
That one they took back.
They took the shredder back.
They took the shredder back and I had nothing except a pile of painting.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Wow. That is strange.
So you're an art guy.
I'm an art guy, but let me tell you, more than anything, I'm a Brooklyn guy. Straight out of Brooklyn. Shout out to Biggie Smalls.
So you're a fan of Brooklyn artists Biggie Smalls?
I'm from the Brooklyn streets, okay?
Oh.
A lot of people don't know this about me.
I didn't know
me.
That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from the Brooklyn streets. You look at me, you're like, oh, okay, Dr. Fauci.
You're an older guy. Yeah, older gentleman, but you're famous now.
Older gentleman, famous now. When I walk down... the Brooklyn streets, people like Fauci, Fauci, Fauci. And then I put my hands up, everyone starts cheering. It's real nice.
You know what's funny? Dice has said this exact same thing to me.
Dice?
I'm from the streets of Brooklyn.
Andrew Dice Clay. I know him. He's not from the streets.
He's not from the streets like me.
I'm from the streets.
Really? Which street?
Montrose. I just walk the streets waiting for people to shout at me.
What kind of things do they shout at you?
Stupid little tiny bitch. Get your ass up here.
Let me tell you, in the beginning of the pandemic, constantly people were, because I'm 5'7", I'm a little guy, I'm a short king. Okay?
Yeah, you're a short
people
king.
People were like, hey, you little fuck, why don't you come here?
People were blaming the pandemic on you or blaming?
they were blaming a lot of different things on me. They were blaming the pandemic on me, blaming their divorces on me, blaming various types of, you know, I hate to say it, miscarriages on me.
Yeah, I saw that all on Facebook. It was all over the message
board. I don't want to know.
All different kinds, yeah.
So people were blaming everything on you. But now they cheer when they see you.
Now they cheer when they see me. Everyone's like, everyone wants a piece of the big fudge. Big fudge. And if you don't mind, if you guys don't mind, call me Big Fudge, because like that's what people have been calling me.
Yeah, sure, I'll call you Big Fudge.
You love it when they call you Big Fudge.
Big Fudge. All day. Fudge. All night.
Is that how your name is pronounced? Fudge?
Fudge? Huh? No, that's how I say it.
Oh, okay.
You know
but
why?
It's not how it's pronounced.
Because I don't give a fudge.
Oh, you know I get it now. About? Okay.
That's what's up. But let me tell you something.
Yeah, please.
Brooklyn,
I mean, you're here to talk about
it. Is in the house, and so am I.
Well established.
Does anybody have any questions about the pandemic I can answer for you? You know what other questions I can answer for you? A little word called, I don't know, AIDS? Have you heard about this? Most of, you know, the reason that
Magic Johnson, et cetera.
Are you asking, like, if I heard about that as the smallest word, the littlest word I've heard?
Is that the littlest word you ever heard?
Is the littlest. Well, because it's a little thinner.
Yeah. You know why people don't talk about AIDS as much anymore? Because of me, the big fudge. Most of these studies that were done on AIDS, who did it?
You were the guy who, you were in charge of all this. You're the guy, I mean, who basically got it under control a little bit. Is that what?
I got it under control a little bit. I single-handedly was the one, Big Fauci, that got AIDS under control.
Right.
I went to every single community and told them what to do to not get it, and what to do when you do get it.
I got to say, you can reach a bigger audience by going on YouTube to get to those communities. You can't go to every single community.
Yeah, but single community.
Well, this was way before YouTubes. This was way before the internets.
Email?
Were you the guy
I could have done that, but where would I get everyone's email from?
Were you the guy who also went to George Michael and said, please put a lyric, sex is best when it's one-on-one?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do I want your sex? And that got the message out and helped control AIDS
a little
bit.
What the original...
Is that true?
I fully disagree. Sex is way better with a lot of people.
No, but originally, it was like sex, you know.
Sex is best without a condom.
With multiple people
with
at the
multiple
same time.
People.
Some
Amen.
Of them who take intravenous drugs.
Right.
I said, look, George, I know you know what you're doing, but I know what I'm doing. You got to stop with this, okay?
Plus, sex is best when it's one-on-one rhymed with the previous lyric.
Exactly. The other way
it
makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And then didn't the lyric from Faith come out? So you got to listen to me on this. You got to have faith. And he said, that gives me an idea for a song. Did I hear that right?
Yes. Also, the song Monkey on My Back.
Right.
He got that from me, too.
Really?
I had a monkey on my back.
A literal monkey?
That refused to leave. Don't ever monkey watch. Don't ever watch somebody's
monkey. Oh, you're
watching
your friend's monkey?
Yes.
Oh.
And my God. My friend's name, what was it? Michael Jackson. My God.
You were friends with Michael Jackson?
Yes. Who do you think gave him propofol?
That was a different guy.
So
I thought who was...
No. Who do you think gave that guy propofol?
Oh, you're the guy behind the guy.
You want propofol, you come to the big fudge. Let me tell you that.
Okay, do you regret telling everyone... Like, didn't you kind of know that masks would help, even though you said at the beginning... that they wouldn't help. Remember, you made people not
remember.
I was doing a bit. It was a joke at first that went really far.
Oh, so, you were joking.
I made a joke. It was like, why would I wear a mask?
You're being sarcastic.
Then you can't tell if I'm smiling.
I've literally never worn a mask.
You don't believe in them?
I just think the masks are the problem. And like, we should
the
all just.
Masks are the problem? No, the virus is the problem.
No, it's the mask.
Well, I will agree. Masks are the problem, but only in the Scream series. I will say that.
Ghostface, in
the
other
Ghostface,
words.
Ghostface, yeah, he was a problem.
Whoever's wearing that is usually the bad guy in the Scream series.
That's right.
In the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask.
He was actually the hero, though.
But The Mask was bad.
The Mask was bad.
Was that the...
The Mask was evil.
The Mask was evil, but it made him so funny. He said smoking and all that?
Oh, he was already funny.
He didn't need the mask to be funny?
I think that's the lesson we all learned, is that Jim Carrey does not need a mask to make him funny.
You should rewatch it, Scott. Clearly, you didn't get through to you.
Do you have any hobbies, Fauci? Like, what do you do for fun?
That's how you host a show. You are a good host.
Well, clearly is like, you know, he wants to, step away from your persona.
Yes, thank you. Fabulous. So I started surfing. Anybody heard of this fucking thing?
Yeah, all heard of surfing.
The
Beach
web?
Boys sang about it in every fucking song.
The Beach Boys?
Yeah, the Beach, Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys.
The dude that had, schizophrenia?
I mean,
it's schizophrenic.
One of them was hit in the ear by his dad.
No, that doesn't call schizophrenia. Believe me, I was hit. I was. I went to an all Catholic nun boys school. It's when it was.
Wait,
all,
you were all girl. You were. It was all boys, and you
were all boys.
You were taught to be nuns.
Yes. Yes.
Dream.
Because there wasn't any. Because the Catholic Church was pissed off that there wasn't enough boy nuns.
Okay.
So I joined that. It was easier than joining the priest one.
Right, right. Yeah, easier to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you all had to dress, were you dressed in habits all day? And
we were dressed, well, let's just say we made it a habit to always be dressed that way. But, okay. I mean, there's a protocol.
So
there's
you could have just said
protocol.
Yes, but instead you made a joke.
Was it funny or was it not?
I don't know.
You're
at this
laughing.
Point, I don't know.
You're
I
laughing,
am laughing.
Scott, and if
no,
Scott's laughing, then
all
it's funny.
All puns are funny. Period. End of story.
Period.
You know what sharks do in the Atlantic?
Yep.
They'll come, rub up against you.
Are you talking about shark?
Sharks.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about shark. Finally, someone was bringing
it up. I don't know what's more dangerous, though, a shark or a shart in the water.
I mean, I would say a shark, because if you shart in the water, nobody knows, right?
Yeah.
No, what do you
but
mean?
If but if a shark's in the water, everybody knows.
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
So what's worse?
A shark in the water. If you're going to shart, you might as well do it in the water, right?
Do you think that a shark would attract a shark?
A shark would attract a shark if you have bleeding.
Yeah, because, well, bleeding, like, you guys know that documentary, Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Man?
Yeah, Grizzly Man.
Based on Judd. Oh, that was, okay.
But, you know, of course, the rumor started that a woman's period attracted the bear that killed everybody. And most people would say that that's sexist, but I think that that's the truth.
I think that's probably sexist. Society loves to blame women. Another thing.
We're wrapping up.
Are you kidding me? I just got on. I was going to start talking about.
You just got on?
How long have I been here for? About 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
No. Seems very short to me.
Time flies when you're having a good time. Time flies when you're having a good time.
What's your last thing?
My last thing is this. Listen, everybody. Go out there, have a good time.
Have a good time.
Care about yourself.
That seems contrary to what the advice you should be giving.
No, but let me care about yourself, but do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Care about someone else too.
Very good. Dr. Fauci. All right, very good.
Very good.
Run it around. Very good. That's the Fauci I know.
And stay away from surfing.
Man, why? Because you want to be the only one out there? Oh, because it's dangerous.
I have the biggest welt on my ass.
All right.
Just sitting here is hurting.
You're falling into a pretty soft thing.
I mean, water is pretty soft.
I'm sorry, wet sand is soft?
Wait, you're surfing on the sand?
Closer to the ocean, I think.
You got
to
get out there.
Surfing sand all day.
Yeah. All right, well, we're running out of time. We just have one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Well, Scott talks a lot to interesting people. Hawk's a hot shot. There's no Justin equal.
But this is the place where we change up. The bass and...
Blub that shit! Blub it!
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was Patrick Mark Havocan featuring MC Hovercraft with butt clot? Jesus Christ.
I liked it. That's what I love about Kami Bing Bing character, fans is that when they follow you, it's like blood clot 6,000 yeah. followed you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much to them. Guys, what are we plugging? Natasha, obviously we have Rat in the Kitchen.
Yeah. Starting March 31st. And check out my podcast, Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
And that's with Moshe?
That is with my husband, Moshe Kasher.
Bringing him up.
Sorry, Kayla. Kayla, what do you want to plug?
Okay, so... I want to plug a different podcast than Scott has brought up. I can't believe he hasn't brought this one up.
Oh, my God. Which one?
It's called This Book Changed My Life. It's on CBB World.
What is that?
I don't know.
You seem confused by it.
It's some kind of platform you have to pay for. And then I want to plug a little show called Killing It on Peacock that I heard about from... Shart's truck. He's been playing it nonstop. And also, of course, Jason Mantzoukas' Twitter.
Oh, yeah, which is...
At L-I-L-Y-Y-I-L-Y.
I don't have Twitter.
He has Instagram.
I don't do it.
He has Instagram? He has on Instagram, too.
I'm going to find him.
At L-I-L-Y-Y-I-L-Y.
Oh, that's what his Instagram is,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, his secret Instagram. He pretends to be
What's
a woman.
He pretends
him?
To be this woman named Lily Sullivan, and...
I mean, it's pretty cool he's not online, but if he's just, like, haunting us or...
No, yeah, he's just secretly stalking everyone, yeah.
Yeah, but he does a really good job of pretending to be this very hot woman.
Yeah, very interesting person that he just, he's built up this whole fake life. And by the way, Jason Mantzoukas isn't even real. He's Jeffrey character Wheaties. I mean, that's like levels.
Yeah, right. Very, yeah, exactly. Very layered.
Speaking of Jason Mantzoukas, so Jason Mantzoukas.
Yes.
What do you want to plug?
You rang. I want to plug, of course, the TV show and the book coming out, whatever all that was that you know, talked about.
We talked about, yeah. You can't even remember.
I can't even remember because I don't care about it. What I do care about is the Sloppy Boys podcast that you know we talk about, or they talk about cocktails. But that group is also a band, and they're going on tour starting on May 6th. We're going to South Carolina, North Carolina, New York City, Troy, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. So check
that
out.
Did they ever find a Vancouver date?
They did not yet. They did get in contact with the gentleman that you gave them, and we're working on something in September.
Right.
But maybe that might not happen, so don't set your clock. Do it.
Sloppy Boys. All right. And Dr. Big Futch. What do you want to plug here? I guess AIDS and...
I want to plug... first of all, I want to plug AIDS. Don't catch it, but if you have it, don't tell anyone.
What?
I will tell your doctor and your partner.
Yeah, tell everyone.
I mean, if they find out, be honest with them. Yes.
If they find out.
Let me see what I want to plug. My album, Straight Out of Brooklyn, should be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Wait, what kind of music is it, or is it spoken word?
It's spoken word. Straight Out of Brooklyn. I can give you, it's like, Straight Out of Brooklyn. Straight Out of Brooklyn. That's where I'm from. I guess that wasn't spoken word. That was more a little vaudevillian. But you get the point. Also, there is a very funny, lovely actor and comedian. His name is Peter Banifaz. His Instagram is really funny. You should check it out, at PBanny.
What's funny about his Instagram?
He does all these fun cultural videos. He's Iranian.
Oh,
he does these like videos about like how it is being Iranian-American. It's really funny.
They make me laugh. I've seen them.
My man. I knew I liked you the second I laid eyes on you.
Really? You guys are like good friends.
Well,
you just looked in my direction.
Yeah, but you've had your back to him this entire time. You just turned around.
I'm sorry. That's very rude of me. But let me tell you, now that I see you've got what it takes, and I'll take what you got. Love it. Love it. But yeah, other than that, just to check out the album. See if you like it.
All right. We'll see if we like it. I want to plug, you mentioned cbbworld.com. Go over there. And we had an episode of This Book Changed My Life. We've got episodes of Hey Randy with Randy Snuts. We have Will Hines has a show, You Can't Handle the Sleuths. A lot of great stuff coming out there. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it.
All right, that was Jerome VDB. With Closing the Plugs 2022 Club Remix. Thanks so much to them. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much. Natasha, always great to see you. If you happen to go by a theater, The Batman is playing everywhere right now. It's in the middle of its 45-day theatrical window.
Oh, sorry.
No?
I mean, I will not, but I'm glad that...
Have you ever seen one of them?
No.
Not even like the Tim Burton one where Jack Nicholson was in, or...
No. Sorry, honey.
Kayla Dickey, always great to see you.
Hey, such a pleasure.
Enjoy Truck Week.
Thank you so much. praying my new man is out there.
Oh, I hope so.
Because he's definitely not here. From what I can tell, you guys all drive little cars.
Big Fouch, what do you
big
drive?
Fudge. Big Fouch, Big Fouch. I got the brand new Lamborghini SUV. Yeah.
$400,000 SUV.
That's pretty flashy for you.
Hey, you know what?
It could
again,
be controversial.
I'm tired of pretending I'm not a fucking medical rock star.
Yeah, you're a baller.
Big time.
And you're making a lot of money on the vaccine.
A lot of hey, don't put words in my mouth.
But you are, but you are.
Come on. I mean, I got investment
here.
You get
a taste. You wet your beak every once in a while.
I got investment here and there.
All right.
That's all I'm gonna say.
All right,
money.
Is that Abba? Abba?
That's Abba.
Okay.
Abba Habba Yabba Yabba.
And Jason not Jason Mantzoukas. It's Jason Mantzoukas.
Yes. Can I leave you with a thought,
Yeah,
Scott?
Please.
as we're sitting out here in your backyard, lovely as it is, I saw some the hummingbirds flying around. And I got to thinking, I was watching them, and I'm thinking to myself, are all hummingbirds Crash Test Dummies fans?
They're humming. They constantly humming.
That's something I was thinking about.
That was your final thought?
It was a thought I had, and I thought to myself, I'm not going to use this anywhere else.
Not even on your own show?
I'd have to be outside with the hummingbirds.
Grilling inside on your show?
No, I don't have hummingbirds outside.
Oh, okay.
I have a net.
That's crazy that your writing team didn't write you that line. It was so good.
It was so good.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to say to that.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.